Behold your little ones. Accounts of the Lord Jesus Christ with little children in the old world and in the new world are inspiring. They teach us how we should regard little ones. Following is a selection of art featuring Jesus with little children, a favorite topic of many artists. The disciples came unto Jesus saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea." Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. On pages 38 and 39 is a beautiful painting, "Jesus Blessing the Children," by Isaac Lauren Covington. On page 40, on the upper left-hand corner, there is a small print of a painting, "Christ Blessing the Nephite Children," by Ted Henninger. Across pages 40 and 41 is a larger painting, beautifully done, called "Christ Blessing the Nephite Children, Artist Unknown," courtesy of Museum of Church History and Art. At the lower right-hand corner of page 41 is a beautiful painting entitled "Behold, I Am Jesus Christ," by Ronald Crosby. The following text accompanies these pictures. In the New World, Jesus commanded that their little children should be brought. So they brought their little children and set them down upon the ground round about him. And he himself also knelt upon the earth, and behold, he prayed unto the Father, and the things which he prayed cannot be written. Then he wept, and the multitude bare record of it, and he took their little children one by one, and blessed them, and prayed unto the Father for them. And when he had done this, he wept again. And he spake unto the multitude, and said unto them, "Behold your little ones." And as they looked to behold, they cast their eyes towards heaven, and they saw the heavens open, and they saw angels descending out of heaven, as it were, in the midst of fire. And they came down and encircled those little ones about, and they were encircled about with fire, and the angels did minister unto them. And the multitude did see and hear and bear record, and they know that their record is true, for they all of them did see and hear every man for himself. And they were in number about 2,500 souls, and they did consist of men, women, and children. 3 Nephi, chapter 17, verses 11 and 12, verse 15, and verses 21 through 25. On page 42 is a painting called "As a Little Child" by Lynn Farrar. And this shows Jesus sitting with a little child kneeling beside him, her little hand resting on his. On page 43 of the upper right-hand corner, "I Wonder When He Comes Again" by Nancy Siemens Crookston depicts Jesus sitting on a rock with three little children in modern dress around him. At the lower right, Jesus with a little boy sitting on his lap. And this is entitled "Come Unto Me" by W.B. Kirkpatrick. The text accompanying these three paintings is as follows. The theme of Christ and little children is memorably referenced in King Benjamin's text on the special nature of children. For the natural man is an enemy to God, and has been from the fall of Adam, and will be forever and ever, unless he yields to the enticings of the Holy Spirit, and putteth off the natural man, and becometh a saint through the atonement of Christ the Lord, and becometh as a child, submissive, meek, humble, patient, full of love, willing to submit to all things which the Lord seeth fit to inflict upon him, even as a child doth submit to his father. Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19. In these latter days the Lord has said, "And again, inasmuch as parents have children in Zion, or in any of her stakes which are organized, that teach them not to understand the doctrine of repentance, faith in Christ, the Son of the living God, and of baptism and the gift of the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands, when 8 years old, the sin be upon the heads of the parents. For this shall be a law unto the inhabitants of Zion, or in any of her stakes which are organized, and their children shall be baptized for the remission of sins when 8 years old, and receive the laying on of the hands. And they shall also teach their children to pray, and to walk uprightly before the Lord. Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verses 25 through 27. Of scriptural references to the state of childlike purity, there is almost no end. Every spirit of man was innocent in the beginning, and God, having redeemed man from the fall, men became again in their infant state innocent before God. And that wicked one cometh and taketh away light and truth through disobedience from the children of men, and because of the tradition of their fathers. But I have commanded you to bring up your children in light and truth. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verses 38 through 40. End of article, Behold Your Little Ones.